Today, it's time for another episode of Extreme Parasites.
Oh, good.
You might be familiar with this parasite's milder-mannered cousin, having perhaps spent numerous holiday parties hoping to corner your secret crush under its sprigs.
You don't mean mistletoe, do you?
That's right. As if ordinary mistletoe didn't already spell trouble for trees, its cousin, the dwarf mistletoe, is a huge problem.
But why? I thought mistletoe was good.
Only for kissing under. You see, your Christmas variety mistletoe takes water and minerals from the tree it grows on, which can cause its limbs to die back. Even worse, the dwarf mistletoe takes the tree's sugars, leaving it drained and susceptible to disease and infection. Trees infected with dwarf mistletoe also suffer from poor wood quality and reduced growth rate. And to make matters worse, the dwarf mistletoe is wildly successful. In some forests in the western U.S., the infection rate is huge.
So what makes the dwarf mistletoe so successful?
It's sex life. You see, regular mistletoe seeds are spread around by birds that eat the fruit and then conveniently spread the seeds along with their feces.
Which means instant fertilizer.
In contrast, the dwarf mistletoe needs no help spreading its seeds because it has spring-shaped cells that act like catapults to eject its seeds. Basically, the dwarf mistletoe stores water in these cells until the pressure builds up and the fruit explodes, sending the seeds as far as 52 feet. The seeds go far, but not so far that they're likely to overshoot the tree stand entirely.
Yowza, that's pretty extreme.
And clever.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.